15th Chabon!
Okay, la da da.
Man, I'm...
Don't put that in.
We used to have like a... I just felt like this.
This is repeated.
I feel very grateful to be working here, to have the opportunity to be a part of the Islamic Pulse team.
To be honest, I love editing One Minute Wisdom. It's just fun. I learn a lot of things from it.
It takes your energy, all your energy. You get drained.
It's really hard, but you eventually, when you know like the aim, what's the aim is, and you know your purpose, and you're fighting for it, then it's really worth it.
How do I feel? I feel good, man. I feel good. You feel that, you know, you're making, you know, something that is helping others to understand the way of Islam.
Like, you know that you're doing it for someone. So, like, someone like the Imam, and you're helping the cause. So
it's been a full circle from watching Hoza Life videos and Islamic Pulse videos, One Minute Wisdom, when I was back in India, and now moving to Iran and actually working in the office. It's great. I feel nice. Spoiled it at the end.
Alhamdulillah, I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and it's a blessing to be able to work for Imam Zamana, and that's the biggest motivation that keeps us going.
You are not only a potential soldier of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but you have the potential to be one of the commanders of his army. Check this out.
Up until now, alhamdulillah, the forces of truth have been victorious. Now the battle has come to the West.
That was the first ever Islamic Pulse video. It was discussing the ideological battle that is taking place for the minds of the masses across the world in relation to Imam Khamenei's letter to the youths of the West. The first step is for you to get connected to Islam through its original sources, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Learn about Islam from its original sources.
Because the image of Islam that is being presented to you is not the real message of Islam. The Holy Quran says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُّظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينَ كُلِّهِ. True Islam is a practical, all-encompassing socio-political system for the entire world, which provides every solution for the mind, body, and soul of the masses.
But that's not the way Islam has been presented to the masses. It's either been presented as a barbaric, terrifying, bloodthirsty maniac, i.e. stony Islam, or it has been presented as an irreligious, pseudo-spiritual, and totally passive against tyranny phenomenon, i.e. secular Islam.
The pure Muhammadan Islam must reach you, or at the very least, you need to know that it exists.
And that's the mission we embarked upon 7 years ago.
Phase one is complete.
You know us wherever you are.
You know us wherever you are.
You know who we are, and where we stand, and what our socio-political stance is.
We are the adherents of Wilayat al-Faqih, and this is the socio-political and spiritual foundation of the mission of Islamic Pulse.
As Shia Muslims, we are the ardent followers of the Honorable Fuqaha.
We are revolutionaries. We follow Imam Khomeini. We follow Imam Khamenei. This is our mabna.
In today's world, Imam Khamenei is the deputy of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
And we follow him. We're not shy of that. We're proud of it.
Phase one of the mission of Islamic Pulse was to clarify a lot of the confusions and misconceptions that exist among predominantly the youths of the West. Marijuana, music, marriage, mut'ah, misconceptions about Shia Islam in general.
And to give you regular bite-sized reminders and picker-uppers to keep you on your toes.
A spiritual advice and direction from some of our fellow scholars here in the holy city of Qom and across the world.
Full-length documentaries about our great personalities, as well as content for kids to give the youth something more.
And for the first time in the history of the Shia School of Thought, the atmosphere, background, lifestyle, and culture of the Hausa students in the holy city of Qom was to be revealed through the Hausa Life series.
And whenever there was a fitna or plot hatched by the enemy, which angered us or genuinely had the potential to misguide our brothers and sisters out there, we presented Backfire to let the enemies know that we're not, as Muslims, going to just sit back and keep taking every lie that they throw at us.
Initially, the mission was simply to get the word out there and to let you know
that there is more to Islam than you're being told.
That there's more to Islam than you're being told.
There's more to Islam than we're being told.
To let you know that there is hope.
To let you know that not only is the zuhur of Imam al-Mahdi close,
the armies of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif are being formed.
After gaining millions of collective views and over 50,000 subscribers, despite them shadow banning us, dropping our subscriber counts and all the rest of it.
Surprise, surprise, the enemy blocked us.
They block anyone and everyone nowadays.
Muslims and non-Muslims alike, anyone who has views which challenge the status quo gets blocked. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, these have become breeding grounds for pro-establishment narratives only.
If we were not being blocked and censored, we would doubt our effectiveness.
So we're proud that they blocked us.
And even if the entire Zionist American media empire conspired against Islam and the Islamic Revolution, which already they have, it is not going to stop the people from breaking free from their shackles. And it is not going to stop the truth from reaching you.
The message of pure Muhammadan Islam cannot be stopped from reaching the masses.
It will reach everyone that it is supposed to reach, no matter what the enemies will do.
They wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouth.
But Allah will perfect His light, even though the disbelievers may dislike it.
If you're not following us on Telegram, Shia TV, what are you waiting for?
Now we have begun phase two of the mission of Islamic Pulse. And this is the phase which involves you, every single one of you out there.
You have to recognize yourself as part of the mission.
Recognize yourself as an officer of the soft war.
Recognize yourself as a soldier of the soft war.
Everything you've seen from us so far was only the beginning, inshallah. Now, with Allah's permission, we're taking flight. With the brand new Game Over series, inshallah, we are going to take you guys to the next level of your general comprehension of Islam and its various dimensions.
The 1 Minute Wisdom series has undergone a makeover. I mean, just take a look at the way it used to be. And CubeSync as well. And we're gonna be bringing you more insightful, eye-opening discussions with sincere scholars from right here, the holy city of Qom.
We're going to be bringing you more shows like what you've seen before, but with more power, more energy, and more knowledge. Like one of my personal favorites, Keeping It Real.
Thank you, Sheikh Muzaffar. More like the Sister Spade series, discussing some of the youth-focused Islamic beliefs and ethics. Like Sheikh Muhammad Hussain's Sign of Allah series, elaborating on the noble tafsir of some of the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Like Today I Thought, especially for you sisters out there who are just waiting for someone to help you to reach that higher level. And like the Unplugged series, elucidating the key concepts discussed by the leader, Imam Khamenei, in his book, An Outlook of the Glorious Quran.
And I am really, really excited about the new series Allah has given me the tawfiq to do on Nahjul Balagha, a vastly neglected piece of Arabic literature, and profound sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Reach the Peak is going to connect you to these divine words of our Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, inshallah.
Phase two is about you.
And it is up to you to keep sharing our content with family and friends, at work and in your personal circles.
Now, I don't have to tell you that the enemy is scheming to hijack the minds of our young ones. But gone are the days when we Muslims don't have Islamic content to raise our young ones with. Because
don't forget about us.
We've got a brand new animator.
Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know what to do with this generation.
Honestly, if there's one series I love the most in Islamic Pulse, it's Biscuit and Vacuum.
Hey.
That's honest.
Wasa, wasa.
If you keep sharing our content out there, the truth will reach the people. And that's when we'll hit our third and final phase. What is that phase? There is a very important hadith from our noble Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, soon Kufa will become empty of the faithful, and knowledge will go out of Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair.
And then knowledge will appear in a city called Qom, and it will become the center of knowledge and merit.
No one, not even the woman at home, will be unaware of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
This will be close to the time of the reappearance of our Qaim, Imam al-Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Recognize yourself as a soldier of the soft war.
Wherever you are.
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 Wherever you are.